Solid Cloud projects rest on 5 key structural elements. Understanding these will help you build code bases that are robust and easy to maintain. This is CC103 Assessment Prep, so let's think of this as a guide to organizing your projects effectively. By mastering these foundational aspects, you'll be well prepared to tackle any coding challenge. These concepts are essential for success. Project configuration relies on 5 crucial elements. Central to everything is the code agent. Supporting it are instructions, and these are found in the claud.md file, defining its core behavior. Then there's context, handled through memory-dom-ed, allowing the agent to remember across sessions. Finally, permissions, managed in .claud-settings.json, control access to various tools. Understanding these elements is key to effective configuration. Effective instructions are key. Resist verbose personas like, "You are a helpful expert developer," that weakens the instruction. Instead, focus on hard rules. For example, always use TypeScript, never use console.log, and enforce strict typing. Cloud code operates best with about 5 or 6 rigid, unambiguous rules. This clarity yields optimal results. Understanding how Cloud handles settings is key. It uses a 2-tiered approach, global and project-specific. Think of global settings as your personal Cloud preferences. These are stored in your user home directory and impact every coding session. Auto memory architecture, our second pillar, retains context across user sessions. Think of it as a 4-phase process. First, there's the active session, where the user and agent connect. Following that interaction, we move into the extraction phase. This is where the magic starts. Tool permissions are managed through settings. Think of it like this. We define exactly which tools the agent can, and more importantly, cannot use. This is done in a JSON file. For instance, we might grant read and glob permissions, essentially bypassing the ask confirmation and auto-accepting those actions. Conversely, we can implement hard blocks. Lifecycle interception, that's pillar 4, think of it as having 4 distinct phases: reason, tool select, execute, and observe. Take session start. It fires just once, right when things launch, letting you inject initial context, maybe a quick greeting. Then there's pre-tool use. This intercepts whatever tool's been selected, so you can validate inputs, tweak arguments, or even block commands if something looks off. It's all about control. The golden rule for hooks: fail open. Think of it this way, a failing hook shouldn't kill your Cloud session. On the left, we have fail closed. If a Python hook script crashes, it halts everything. The agent is totally stuck. Instead, go with fail open on the right. Use try except in your Python hook to log errors, and then return a proceed signal. The agent keeps working, even if the hook hiccups. It's a much more robust approach. The mcpjson file is key. It configures the model context protocol. Think of it as the bridge connecting Cloud to external environments. In our setup, the core agent and native tools like read and bash are on the left. The mcpjson file lets Cloud interact with databases, cloud APIs, and even enterprise file systems. It exposes them as native functions. Cloud can call directly, expanding its capabilities significantly. For the CC103 assessment, let's clarify the deliverables. Instruction engineering focuses on a project-level claud.md file. Think of it as establishing clear guardrails. Aim for at least 5 hard rules. Then, memory initialization should showcase auto memory persistence. We want sessions that remember their state, even after a restart. Lifecycle hook requires a non-blocking session start hook. Let's walk through troubleshooting common agent issues. A verbose claud.md file is often the culprit when an agent ignores project conventions. Condense that file to 5 or 6 rigid imperative rules. Also, if an agent uses tools that should be forbidden, double-check your permissions. The global configuration might be overridden by settings in the project configuration. Keeping these points in mind will help you quickly resolve problems. Our environment is built in distinct layers for maximum flexibility. It starts with what we call the agentic loop, providing core functionality. We then integrate the project environment, which includes key elements like documentation, settings, memory management, and critical system hooks. Finally, we add our custom plugin layer,